The Chaim Kanievsky quotes on the pasuk that says the biblical prohibition of a woman not wearing a man's clothing and a man not wearing woman's clothing. Biblical. Now that doesn't only limit it to clothing; it becomes a wider variety. Can a woman walk around with a gun? Becomes a big question. Women wearing tefillin becomes a question. That topic becomes multiple volumes. Within that topic, there becomes the question of switching. What about names? So, for example, would you? It's a good one here. Could Michael be Michelle? That's two different names. Can you name a girl Michael or name a girl Michelle? Charlie is a neutral name.
It could be.
Could be neutral, right? I don't know about Yosef. I don't know. But in the meantime, Reb Chaim Kanievsky, in his interpretation on that pasuk, he says, I know it's a question, could a boy's name be a girl's name, girl's name be a boy's name? Let me tell you what names I found. I found, not Abner, Reb Chaim Kanievsky, means in his encyclopedic knowledge of what he does every year. Gemara, Medrash, Zohar, Yerushalmi, everything, all the names. How many names I found that sometimes is quoted as a male name and sometimes is listed as a female name. So for an easy example will be Simcha. Simcha could be a boy's name or a girl's name, that's today's names. Reb Chaim Kanievsky was very into names. How many names do you think you can come up with? Then again, you have to know everything, by the way. You have to know everything in order to do this. He came up with,
Multiple.
well, as I said, Simcha, Yonah,
No, it's like
Noah, 79.
wow.
Now, coming up with 79 names, I will tell you this. Most of you have never heard of some of these names. He's going to find, and you're
Wow.
saying sometimes on the side of the Medrash, side of the Talmud, there's going to be like nine. Some people say the name is this, some people say the name is this. Even when you read the Gemara, sometimes those are regular names, but sometimes it's weird names. He has one of the classics. He has some rabbi in some Medrash named Miriam. So he goes through 79 names. I don't have it here in front of me. 79 names that can be done either way. So the encyclopedic knowledge necessary for that. This is pre-computers. I don't know if the computers can even do this because you're going to put in the name. You have to know every name to put it in. You can't even do it on a computer. You got to do this the real way. You got to actually just start reading and know the names. And then remember, you need the knowledge to remember the name is that way. So a name like Miriam, I think if we were ever reading a Medrash, which we're never going to read that Medrash, but if we were, we would say, oh, wait, there's a guy named Miriam? That's odd. We would figure, the Miriam and the man, we'll figure out. But some of the names, which are like Persian, Greek, nine-syllable names, that when you read the Talmud, you actually don't even read it. Do you actually read the names when you're reading it? You're like going over it. He's getting those names. And then remembering, oh, that nine-syllable name. Like I know the Talmud says, what was Avraham Avinu's mother's name? Yeah, I don't know. One of you wants to ask me this question. I don't know. Something like Tzelophagus. I don't remember the name either. So, but he knows all of those Tzelophagus that also have someone else.